Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
What is Advent? Is it scriptural? Is it just a ritual? Is it meaningful to all Christians? Well, since you asked, Advent is among the many traditions celebrated during the Christmas season. The word Advent means arrival or coming, and it focuses on three applications of the arrival of Jesus. The first arrival of Christ as told in the Gospels, the second coming of Christ as described by the prophets, and a personal arrival of Christ as we invite him into our heart. There are many customs and traditions practiced during Advent, including the Advent wreath and various colored candles, the Jesse tree, the Advent calendar, and fasting. It usually takes place over 4 weeks in the month of December, with each Sunday highlighting a theme. Our focus in this episode of Since You Asked will not be on those elements, but rather on the biblical center of the celebration. Although Advent is not celebrated as commonly in American evangelical churches, it brings to light four very important aspects of the faith: hope, preparation, joy, and love. Traditionally, each Sunday has readings from the prophets, particularly Isaiah, and from the Gospels, particularly in the Christmas story. I will also add a verse from Paul's writings addressing each topic. I'm also going to change the order a little bit to include a verse for each theme from one of my favorite Christmas carols, Joy to the World. The first theme I want to discuss is preparation. From Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make level in the desert a highway for our God." This prophecy is about John the Baptist. He was the one to precede Jesus, who said, "Of those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist." John's message was simple: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Fasting has always been linked to repentance. Along with all the family meals and treats consumed during the holidays, you might consider fasting a meal or a day as an expression of dedication to the Lord. And I love the language, "make the path to God level." The ground at the foot of the cross is level. No one has an advantage. Rich, poor, religious, worldly, we are all looking up. Next, from the Christmas story in Luke, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.'" Mary had 9 months to prepare for the arrival of Jesus. But even then, how could she possibly be prepared for what was going to happen? Perhaps that's why we read, "Mary pondered all of these things in her heart." And from Paul's letter to Timothy, he says, "If anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be an instrument of honor, set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work." The word sanctify means to be set apart for God's use. We are to be sanctified so that God can use us for his purpose, and we should prepare our hearts accordingly. And from my favorite Christmas carol, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And next comes joy. From Isaiah 35, the wilderness and the desert will rejoice, and the desert will shout for joy and blossom like the crocus. It will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy and jubilation. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of God, the majesty of our God. Whenever we experience His glory, it brings us great joy. The glory of God is a manifestation of any of His attributes. His glory is even made known in creation. And in relation to the second coming of Christ, Romans 8 says, "For the eagerly awaiting creation waits for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." In the Christmas story, we read about the Magi. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The Magi rejoiced because finally, after their long journey, what they hoped to find was at hand. If you seek the Savior and stay the course, you will be rewarded with great joy. And from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Do you want to know what God's will for your life is? Pray, be thankful, rejoice. And in song, "Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy." Hope is really what Christmas is all about. From Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of the peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore." Israel spent much of its history enslaved, exiled, occupied, in captivity. Israel longed for a deliverer. Oh, to see justice and righteousness rule. From the Gospel of Luke, "The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will.'" The shepherds found hope in the promise of a Savior. We all need to hear the good news. We all want to see peace on earth. And Paul says in Romans 15, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you'll abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." The greatest source of hope is the Spirit of God, who convinces the world of sin and justice and judgment, who guides us into all truth, who walks alongside us and hovers over our darkness and emptiness and brings out of it vibrant life. From Joy to the World, "No more let sins and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. And finally, love, which is the reason Jesus Christ was born. From Isaiah, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." This verse is repeated in the Christmas story. "She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And now, all this took place so that what was spoken of by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Behold, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." Of all of the names referring to Jesus, Emmanuel is perhaps the most intimate. He is God with us. When you feel all alone, when you think no one understands you, when you think everyone has given up on you, even when you are tempted to give up on yourself, He is Emmanuel. He is with you. At the end of His earthly ministry, Jesus said, "Lo, I am always with you, even to the end of the world." Amen. And from Paul's letter to Romans in chapter 8, "I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." When you are sure of God's love, you don't have to be sure of anything else. Rest assured, He loves you. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love. Wonders of His love. From Since You Asked, and all of us here at the CGM Radio Network, may you find hope, peace, love, and joy this season. And in closing, I would like to echo Paul's prayer in the book of Ephesians. "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.